This is the Fleming Foundation Summer Symposium 2022, with a lecture by Dr. James Patrick entitled Catholic Persistence.
In England, there was a minority of people called recusants. And the word recusant comes from a Latin recusare, I think, that means opt out, not wanting to participate. It's the sense you get when a judge says that he's going to recuse himself, means he's not going to have anything to do with it. And this group of people, these Catholics in England, didn't want to have anything to do with the national church and wanted to persist in their old religion. So they were called recusants. So I say every essay needs to have a theme and a point, but it's always pleasing so that the point is focused upon some new discovery or a dramatically new way of relating the evidence to itself. But this present little essay must, in these terms, disappoint, because it is about the simple unwillingness of a small group of the population of England to stop going to Mass. In its way, especially when one considers that this steadfastness persisted against the background of a kind of national apostasy, or more neutrally, a national change of religion, in which tens of thousands abandoned their religion in favor of a new state-sponsored faith. When one considers that background, their persistence is even more dramatic. Of course, being approved by the state does not discredit the faith. Actually, the Catholic Church has always liked to be approved by the state, has always thought it was better when things work together rather than being in adversarial kinds of positions. And of course, we're coming up on a period where we've just actually passed the period, 1618 to 1648, when the principal, whosoever is the reign, his is the religion, was pretty well established. So the regime, the Hanoverian regime, had a kind of preconceived right to believe that everybody should be loyal to it. But the charge of rebellion in religion that swept England from 1569 to 1649, when it was instantiated by the Cromwellian regime, was more dramatic, more drastic, and had been brought about by political measures significantly. You can spend a long time trying to figure out what Elizabeth's religion was. I'm going to say a little something about that. It's not very clear. And there's that book of prayers she's supposed to have written that might or might not tell you something. But anyway, her view was the dominant one and actually never went away. Anyhow, for recusants, Catholics who refused to conform to the worship as prescribed by the Church of England, the revolution in English history was called glorious, was really a time of disappointment. During the 3 years of the troubled reign of James II, Catholic hopes had been high. King James, like his father, was a personality capable of evoking love as well as hostility. One thinks of his determination to marry Anne Hyde, which of course was going to cause lots of trouble down the pike, in one view. We remember that the reason he was going to marry her was because he'd impregnated her. And he may have been in love with her. But everybody warned him not to do it because she wasn't of royal blood. Even Anne Hyde's father said that this was a kind of bad move. But anyhow, he married her, and there were no surviving sons, but there were two surviving daughters, Anne and Mary, who would rule into the 18th century. James II came to the throne in 1685, the second son of Charles I, succeeding his childless brother, who had died a Catholic, namely.